day to get better, and that's the only mindset I know.
When you look, there's so much talk about Scheifele this season coming in and about this team needing another center and where kind of everybody falls out. As an older player, veteran, do you take on any sort of leadership, mentorship role with him, or what's your relationship like with?
Well, I haven't seen him the first 2 days. He's been a different group, but obviously he's a high draft pick, and he was around the team last year, and we're all rooting for him. You know, he's a great young player, and we want him to take that step to be an NHL player. So, you know, hopefully things go well for him, and the guy like him coming in the lineup, you know, for us, it's gonna make our team better. It's you need depth, you need a competition in your room, and it's great, it's good for us.
Do you embrace the idea of competition even more now? I mean, just as someone that's kind of, again,
oh, there's always competition. It's this is the way this business goes. You know, it's this is professional sport. It's about winning, and the coaches, they're gonna put the best product on the ice every time. So, you know, it's inside of the room, you need to have competition, healthy competition. You know, that way I'm gonna get better. The guy next to me is gonna get better. You know, we all push each other to be better, and that way our team's gonna get better. So it's all good.
Well, for many years, it was always a top six that people talked about, but the league seems to have changed to more looking to three lines that can score. Do you think that's a valuable thing for a player like yourself who can contribute offensively? And whether you end up on one line or another, it really doesn't matter because you need scoring down the lineup.
Well, you need four lines to score. It's not a... You're not going to win the Stanley Cup if you have two lines scoring. If you look at the teams in the past that who's been winning, you know, it's different players are stepping up in different times, and end of the day, it don't really matter who scores the goals, and as long as you win the games, and you know, I think the ideal situation for every coach and manager would be in this league that you would have four or five lines in your team that you can put them out there in any situation. So, you know, the more depth you have, the better it's going to be, because there's going to be injuries, there's going to be highs and lows, and that's the way it goes. And but you know, it's as a player, you know, you don't really worry about that. You know, you just try to improve and try to get better every day, and try to get the job done when you get called on.
Only one player you were out there with today was Michael Frolik. Can you just tell me what you think a guy like that, who won the Stanley Cup last year, been through all those battles, brings to this team?
Well, he brings a lot. You know, he knows what it takes to be in a winning team. He knows to play good hockey in April, May. He's been there, he's done that, and you know, he brings a lot of speed to our lineup, and he'll probably have a little different role here than he had in Chicago, but you know, he's the guy who scored 20 goals in his first 2 years in the league, so you know, he's a great player, and he can score, but at the same time he knows what it takes to be part of the good teams, and we need players like that.
Well, just on a different note, just as a veteran, it's been through a lot of training camps before. What's your thought on hitting in and kind of that physical play in training camp, particularly when you're looking at, say, a star player? A teammate hit Sidney Crosby today in the head, no less. And just as a veteran player, do you feel that there should be?
Well, I think it's a lot of, it's definitely not as much hitting than my first few training camps, but I think at the same time we all need to get in the game ready, and we have to get in battle situations. we've been skating all summer, but it's been more of getting in the condition. And but you know, you need to have hitting. You know, you need to. We have guys here that they try to make the team. So you can't tell them not to try and not to do their best every time they step on the ice. You know, that's you know, this game is the physical game, and hitting is part of it. And you know, I'm fine with that. You know, long as keep the elbows down and not target the head, so it's okay.
Excited to get back at it. Is this going to be a fun year for you guys with keeping the core together and all that?
Yeah, I think it's you know, the ownership and management, they made a big commitment to keep this group mainly together. And you know, it's higher expectations. Obviously, you know, this is the third year the team is back here. You know, the first year was probably pretty crazy to get a team back here, and guys needed to find the places to live, and everything was new. Last year was the lockout year, very unusual year. So this year it's more of a normal start for everything. You know, you get a good camp in, and you know, you got a lot of guys here battling for those spots. So it's good. I think it's been very productive first 2 days, and you know, now we move on, and some guys get the chance to play tomorrow. So it's kind of exciting.